I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Oily and smelly, Atlantic menhaden are one of the least sexy fish imaginable. But this humble fish, also called bunker or pogie, has deep roots off the coast of New England. It's believed Native Americans taught the pilgrims to fertilize their crops with the fish, and for decades, millions of tons of menhaden were pulled out of the ocean. Now, there's a movement to preserve this vital species, not just for the fishermen who catch it, but for the animals that eat it. WNPR met up with some fishermen in Long Island Sound to learn more. John McMurray says he doesn't really believe in reincarnation, but if it's true, the charter boat captain jokes he's probably going to come back as a bunker.
Kind of fast-growing, short-lived species, things that are frankly put on this earth so that other things could eat them.
Eaten by ospreys, tuna, and sometimes something a bit bigger.
You'll be fishing on a bunker school, and 20 feet away from you, all of a sudden they'll all spray out at the same time, and these whales will come up and open their mouths like 20 feet, so close you could smell their breath.
Today it's a rainy morning on Long Island Sound. The sun's just flickered over the horizon, and McMurray and I are out on a boat looking for menhaden. As we pull out of the Norwalk Cove Marina, Captain Corey Crochetier explains what to look for.
A lot of times you'll see birds on them, like the cormorants you see there, or you're looking for what we call snaps.
Or pops, little dimples on the water. We spot a few and Crochetier drives towards them. McMurray tosses in a net and quickly hauls it all up. Dozens of bunkers spill onto the deck.
Hey, there we go. About that, huh?
There's a couple there, huh?
Yeah, maybe our machine's not working.
But menhaden harvests weren't always like this. Joseph Gordon is with the Pew Charitable Trust. He's riding on the boat with us.
Up until 2012, there was no coast-wide limit on this fish at all.
And Gordon says all that fishing had an impact.
There were very noticeable declines that were happening, you know, especially around 2010. And so it was both a sense that the population is declining and also that its value was so important that we needed to protect it.
So in 2012, an interstate compact called the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission took action. It set a cap on the coastwide harvest of menhaden.
Before, the harvest had been fairly unrestricted. And so that was a really big shift in how we manage menhaden.
Megan Ware is with the commission, which is now looking at another shift in how the fishery is managed.
Menhaden serve as prey for lots of different predator species. And so this will look at not only the abundance of menhaden, but also the abundance of other predator species.
Corey Crochetier says the 2012 coastwide catch cap worked, and he hopes that if passed, new limitations would too.
We had no menhaden for years, and then all of a sudden, within 2 years of that reduction, they're just everywhere. Without those menhaden, it's like we have no fishery. No striped bass in the spring, we have no bluefish in the summer.
Crochetier says he hopes menhaden stay abundant. For the environment, sure, but also for his business selling fishing boats. Because he says if he's got a great fishery in the area, that's more people that want to go out and fish. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.